Griha Pravesh. And Griha, you all know what that means, home. And Pravesh means entrance. So we're already here. Commonly this Griha Pravesh is a ceremony before one enters and it is performed to sanctify the beginning of entering into the home. And it's okay that it's after they've lived here for some time, because they, like these mantras or the yajna or the kirtan, it's, these are sanctifying activities. And besides the sanctifying activities, the intent, the sankalpa behind the activities will make everything work out very nicely. Two Sanskrit words that I heard Prabhupada teach us over and over again, Grihastha and Grihamedi. Grihastha is how someone who's living their life in accordance with the dedication of all things unto Krishna. The dedication of the family, the dedication of the home, the dedication of wealth, the dedication of whatever resource Krishna has placed in your hands, dedication of that unto Krishna's service. So that's what this is. And the other, the strictness of the ritual applies for those that have this other, where they want to begin in, with all forms of auspiciousness so that their home can be a place of enjoyment, of fruitive activities and other kinds of unmentionables. Activities that are not going to serve to elevate the soul. But they want the beginning to be auspicious so that the things favorable happen and the unfavorable things are minimized for being prosperous enjoyers. So I thought to just to speak a little bit about this word pravishta or pravesh. There's a very nice verse in the second canto that is a nice companion verse for what we're doing, because it starts with the word pravishta, which is derived from the same root as pravesh, entrance. It's speaking about the process of Bhagavat Dharma. Bhagavat Dharma means serving Bhagavan. Bhagavata means in relation to Bhagavan. So there's a book, Bhagavat, in the person, Bhagavat, Nashtapayeshu, Avadreshu, Nityam, Bhagavata, Sevaya. By regularly engaging in Bhagavata Seva means the book Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata. By regularly serving the book Bhagavata, the person Bhagavata, by hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nashta Prayeshu, Abhadreshu, Abhadras, the inauspicious things are removed. Again, referring back to the Krihamedi, that say the smarter rules of what we're doing is, you know, wouldn't cut the mustard, would not all the details of do's and don'ts and not pretending that it is. So many things. That's okay. Because the basis is hearing and chanting of Krishna, Pravishta. Pravishta karna randrina svanam bhava saroruham. Yunoti Shamadam Krishna Salivasya Ekarasya. So the Yatasharat, Salivasya Yatasharat. So Pradishta Karna Randrena. When the sound vibration, when one is engaged in hearing and chanting, and that sound enters in the ear, Parishtakaradandrena, Svanam. Svanam is a nice word. It means one's constitutional relationship with Krishna. Who we really are. Not who we think we are, who we want to be, but who we really are. From a spiritual perspective, Svanam. Bhava. Bhava is the spiritual feeling. The spiritual feeling connected with who we really are. Svanam. Bhava. Sarobhuham. They become awakened and, in the course of time, fully established. Svanam. Bhava sarobhuham. Dunoti shamalam krishnaha. Dunoti means cleansing. And shamalam means all the things that need to be cleansed. All the dirty things. Subtle dirty things. Lust, anger, greed. Anger, pride, bewilderment, and all of those types. Same the abhadras, same the all the inauspicious things of the heart. Dunoti shamalam Krishna. Because Krishna's seated within our heart, but we're forgetful, at least at the conditions say forgetful. Of that relationship with Krishna. But by the process of hearing about Krishna, the sound vibration acts as Krishna acts, as a purifying agent, because Krishna is already there. But we've turned our attention away, and through the hearing process, our attention again, by the cleansing process, goes to Krishna. Dunoti shamalam Krishna. Salilasya yata sharat. Salilasya is muddy pools of water. Yata sharat. In the sharat season, it's a very nice time. In one of Krishna's favorite times, the rasa dance. Springtime and fall time. And the fall time is like now. Or there are different seasons in India than here, but summer season scorching hot. Relief from the downpour of the rain, of the rainy season. And following the rainy season, the sharat season. Very nice. Everything is green, fragrant. And the pools of water are muddy. Because the rivers have been moving swiftly and waters feed into those pools of water, and so the mud becomes stirred. And by the falling of light rain on the pools of water that are muddy, the tension on the surface of the water plus the little rain, it makes everything very clear. Like, quickly. Practically instantly. Similarly, the condition of heart. Yata is a means like. When you say a simile, this is like that. Or the something. So you want to explain something to somebody that hasn't experienced, and you say it's like that. You know what that is, but you may not know what this is. This is like that. So it's a comparison, or it's a metaphor. So like the pools of water become unmuddied by the light rain that comes in the Sharad season. So similarly, the heart becomes very clear, peaceful, and free from the impurities that contaminate us in our conditioned state. Just by allowing or regularly arranging for hearing the sound vibrations of Bhagavad Katha or Krishna Katha, the sound vibrations of Krishna. So back to what we're doing here. The Griha Pravesh is entering into the place that's to be dedicated for Krishna service. And how do we best engage in Krishna service? Hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's what we're doing together this evening, hearing and chanting. Kirtan, Brahma Samhita Slokas, verse from Bhagavatam, Mangalacharan prayers, more kirtan, prasadam. Prabhupada writes in the second canto of the Bhagavatam about deity worship for a number of reasons, but Maharaj Parikshit, from his childhood, he was trained because his grandparents were the Pandavas, and they were Krishna Bhaktas, but Krishna had left, so he was given a Krishna deity, and he began worshipping his Krishna deity when he was a small boy. And Prabhupada describes deity worship, and along with the deity worship, he explains that deity worship is incomplete without prasada distribution. Because the idea of worshipping the deity is you make offerings to the deity for the deity's pleasure. But the deity's pleasure, Krishna's pleasure, is not complete without his offering of the prasada to others. The distribution of the prasada is part of the... It's incomplete without the distribution of the prasada. Trying to remember where I was when something like this took place. Some place where there's a temple and they have regular deity worship. Anyway, I was just passing through the area where was Gita Nagari. And it was during our retreat in Gita Nagari. So I was going through the kitchen. The pujari had just completed an offering. And he put everything, he was in the process of transferring from Krishna's plate onto another plate and said, "Would you like to distribute this?" The children were over in the other room doing children activities. From the children's perspective, prasadam! And from Krishna's perspective, he's happy because they're getting prasadam. Not just something, but his mercy. And our function is to offer to Krishna and to give his mercy. It's a nice position to be in. Offer to Krishna, give his mercy. Same as this evening. This is an offering to Krishna, offering of the house, offering of the members of the house, offering of whatever is here, dedicated to Krishna service. That's what makes the home an ashram. Because otherwise, it's a home that has not a purpose, not an elevating purpose. Just like we commonly refer to the place in the temple where the brahmacharis and sannyasis stay as the ashram. Yeah, from India, the ashram. But then the term also is perfectly appropriate, grihastha ashram. And grihastha ashram doesn't just mean getting married, it means dedicating everything as the brahmachari and sannyasi are dedicating everything, so the grihastha can also dedicate everything. And one of the everythings is their home. So when something comes, we dedicate it to Krishna's service. That's what we're doing, and we dedicate it by same way you commence anything else that's auspicious and then continue in that consciousness. The basic principle is Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So we can then remember Krishna by the process of hearing and chanting with a heart that's become purified.